Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. This segment is proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tetwa Sheikh Mahir al-Mu'aytili rendering the khutbatain, the two khutbas and sermon and the salat from the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah. We welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, today is the 6th of Rabi'ul Awwal in Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, Masjidul Aqsa, South Africa, and more than 90% of the Muslim world and other countries, alhamdulillah, corresponding to the 23rd of October 2020. Sheikh Almighty Allah Jalla Wala send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, declared the faith and said, O Ummah, inculcate the quality of taqwa and true piety and Allah consciousness, that is at all times, all places and all circumstances, and in that way we will find success in this world and in the year after. And do not violate the boundaries of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So what indeed are the boundaries of Almighty Allah? So those are the haram things. Today we find it so easy to commit the haram. Therefore Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas, the hadith in Tirmidhi, that stay away from haram actions, haram speech, haram places, and then you will become the greatest and most pious person. One day a sahabi, he touched a lady, but his iman was so high that he came to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on his own. Nobody even knew about it. And he said, asabtu dhamba, I have committed a major crime. And that was according to what he imagined and thought. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept quiet. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was there. He told him that nobody knew about it. You should have just kept quiet about it. Thereafter, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed the verse, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, that the salat you must read in the morning, evening and at night as well, meaning the five daily salat. And the law by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, that you read salat now with us, so that will erase and wipe out the minor sins. So meaning that this is not a major sin, it's a sin, but not a major sin where we're going to lash you and punish you severely. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him that bad tidings. That doesn't mean now we go and touch anybody and any male or female, strange, all that obviously is haram. So then the Sahaba were elated, excited, and they asked, is it for him only or for the entire Ummah? Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, it is for the entire Ummah at love. And this is till the day of Qiyamah. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif and in Musnad Ahmad. Similarly, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be brought, and Allah Jalla Wala covered his sins, yea, in this world, and now this is happening in the year after. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will then inform and instruct the malaika, show him and expose to him his minor sins. So he will be asked, oh so and so, did you commit these sins? Did you commit these sins? Obviously he will be perspiring, worried, highly concerned that he's not seeing the major sins. So then Almighty Allah asked him, that did you commit all this? He said yes. So he said that, but I committed major sins as well and I don't see it here. So Almighty Allah Jalla Allah informs the malaika and angels, inform him, بِكُلِّ سَيِّئَةٍ حَسَنَا, that in exchange of every vice that you committed, this hasana and good deeds, because you made sincere tawbah, you repented in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an is the rawi, the reporter, he says that person is amazed and astonished, and he says that, Ya Allah, that this is your mercy, حَتَّى بَدَدْ نَوَاجِذُهُ, رسول مصطفى حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم فرانتيز مبارك و all exposed the حديث in مستند أحمد and the Quran Sharif refers and alludes to this إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات. That the people who make tawbah, they make amends and they have true iman, they continue with the righteous deeds, then Almighty Allah expunges their vices and sins. And not only that, but Almighty Allah transforms it and changes it into the righteous deeds, because Allah كان الله غفورا رحيما. He is of forgiving, very very forgiving, very very merciful. Oh people, husband wife relationship, remember that you need to look at the sattari, how Almighty Allah covers and conceals our sins. So husband wife, you also, that we all have shortcomings, not that the wife make a mistake, now you could tell the whole town and city husband made a mistake and you expose him. No, هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن. They, the wives, are the garment. So how our clothing covers our defects and our boil or whatever we got in our body. So they must remember blisters and whatever. So we must cover, remember one another's faults, especially husband, wife. And you, the husband, you, the garment for the wife. Not that you go everywhere and expose everything. What is marital life? وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. It is the symbol and a sign of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that He created from your own species, your kind, male Adam and Eve Adam, so male to female. And what Almighty Allah wants? لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that you obtain and attain sukoon, peace, tranquility. You know, husband, wife, they embrace one another, so that is body heat. And that is, remember, the hearts must meet. When the hearts meet, there's unity of thought. And both of you are then going the same direction. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Islamically, when you get married, then you are still strangers to one another. Then Almighty Allah brings the mawaddah. Almighty Allah brings the love. And remember the mercy when you marry 20, 40, 50 years. So that is Almighty Allah's best manifestation of His mercy. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin liqawmi yatafakkarun. But who will understand all this? Those people who wonder, ponder and reflect in the signs of Almighty Allah. What is marital life? It is a partnership. In Urdu, in our dialect, Maiman Gujarati, we say duk suk. So in Arabic, we say fil usri wal yusri. That remember that in difficulty and in ease, so you partner, you are together. Wife is sick, so you also must be concerned, not laughing. Husband is going to a happy time, then wife must also be happy. So it is a partnership, and in partnership in difficult times and in times of prosperity and at times of adversity. So that is what we must learn. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala loves to cover, conceal our sins, and that is Almighty Allah, He is Sattar. And what we dua we make, Allahumma astur awrati wa amin rawati. Oh Allah, you cover our vices, our sins. Wa amin rawati. Oh Allah, our fear, like in South Africa, the criminals and the crime and corruption, we know we live in fear. So read wa amin rawati. Ya Allah, you gave us safety, security at a time of danger, Ya Allah. Allahumma astur awrati wa amin rawati. Oh, we read plural, all the better. Ya Sattar, oh Allah, you are ever covering, ever concealing. Allah. And then we beg Almighty Allah for Hifadat. Allah mahfazna min bayni aydina wa min khalfina wa an aymanina wa an shamailina wa min fawqina wa na'udhu bi azamatika an nughtala min tahtina. All these ahadith you will find in Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif. Oh Allah Jalla Wala, out of your benevolence and mercy, that you make our Hifadat, protect us in front of us, behind us, on our right hand side, left hand side, and above us. Ya Allah, do not let the land and the sand sink beneath our feet, and we are then taken in, into the land and sand. Out of your mercy, you save and protect us, Ya Allah. And all always tell you, read Surah 12, verse 64. Wallahu khayrun hafidha wa huwa arhamur rahimin. He Almighty Allah is the best protector, and He Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is the most merciful one to show mercy. Similarly, Fudail bin Ayaz, this is the topic of Shaykh. Remember Shaykh Fudail bin Ayaz, the Wali, the sage of the age, the Wali you love. One day he's reading Quran and he started crying, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O human being, what is deceiving you regarding your Allah who is so generous? Look at what Fudail says. He says, Gharrani sitruk. Gharrani sitruk. Ya Allah. It is then we go and we broadcast it to everybody. So these are people, remember, are committing a major, major sin. Inna alladhina yuhibbuna an tashi'a al-fahisha. They're those people who love to broadcast the obscene, the indecent things. So regarding the people who got iman, so to them, lahum adabun fi dunya wal akhirah. For them there will be punishment in this worldly life and in the year after. Wallahu ya'lamu antum la ta'lamun. And Allah knows everything you do not know. This is, remember, when people are not guilty and then you make allegations against them. Like how the people made wild accusations against our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. On that occasion these verses were revealed. Otherwise, when people are committing crimes habitually and deliberately all the time or most of the time, then Islamically they must be exposed. So we need to understand what Islam is teaching us. Similarly, hadith, authentic hadith. Remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us Mishkat Sharif's hadith. And remember Mustafa Ahmed. Sometimes we commit a sin. Allah Ta'ala covered it. But then that person goes himself and he's so proud of his sin. He goes and broadcasts it. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kull ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahirin." That the entire ummah will be forgiven except those who broadcast it. They are proud about it and they go and tell others, "Last night I did this crime. Last night I slept with this woman. Last night I committed this crime. I did this, I did that." So remember, such people will not be forgiven. In spite of all, may Allah jalla wa ala's mercy, because they are so proud of their vices and sins. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man taba taba Allahu alayh." When a person makes sincere tawbah, Almighty Allah accepts his tawbah. And Almighty Allah tells us in various verses in the noble Quran about tawbah, "Watubu ilallahi jamia, ayyuhal mu'minuna la'allakum tuflihun." Turn to Almighty Allah, all of you in repentance, O you believers, then you will be successful. And ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Make sincere tawbah. Don't go back to those vices and evil. Somebody is addicted to drugs, alcohol, wine, swine, adultery, fornication. So when we make tawbah, we don't go back to it. That's a sign that our tawbah is accepted. In the conclusion of the first khutbah, he read this verse that is Sheikh Mahir. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. Those people who exercise patience. Patience away from haram things. Patience, they continue with the good deeds and virtuous actions. Patience at a time of calamity. Solely, only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ. They establish the salat. They read salat and they make others perform salat. وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. And they spend from what we gave them secretly and in public, meaning discreetly and publicly. وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. They repel and drive away the vices with goodness. They don't fight fire with fire. They fight fire with water. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ. For them is a wonderful ending in the year after. جَنَّاتُ أَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا. That everlasting eternal paradise and Jannah, they'll enter it. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب. With them, those who passed away with Iman and Islam, their parents, their spouses, their family members, all will be there with them. The angels will come and salute them and tell them that salam upon you and salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma ukhba ad-dar. That all the patience you did all the good deeds, you tried your best, you stayed away from the vices, now you got eternal bliss, eternal prosperity. So in that way, the Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala bless all of us and make Jannatul Firdaus our final destination. Oh, that was the ending of the first khutbah. In the second khutbah and sermon, he praised Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, send salawat upon Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and said, oh people, when we try and impress people, you know, today people have weddings, functions, nikahs, or whatever else, big, and just to impress people and show off. Man samma asamma Allahu bihi, then Almighty Allah, Allah forbid, will disgrace us in front of those very, very people. Therefore, remember the punishment must suit the crime. In Islam, for fornication, is 100 lashes, Quran says, Surah 24, verse number 2, Fajridu kulla wahidin minhuma miyatajalla, and for adultery, remember, it is the death penalty for male and female. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the virtues of making sattari and covering people's vices and sins, provided that they are not committing the crimes habitually. Man satara musliman satara Allahu fi dunya wal akhirah, whosoever covers the Muslim's vices and sins, Allah jalla wala will cover his vices and sins in this dunya and in the year after. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. But that does not mean if a person is doing it all the time, most of the time, then we must just keep silent. No. Remember, then you have to expose as well. Remember, we should never get into this habit, go and look for people's faults deliberately. Go ye, spy on them. Man kashafa awrat akhihi fadahallahu. So fi baytihi, whosoever goes and spies and look for faults of people, Almighty Allah Jalla wala will disgrace that person even in the confines of his house. Because now, who gave you the right to go and spy on this one? See how many spies we got within our own midst today. Never mind non-Muslim. So Allah will disgrace them in their own homes. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Do not go and look for the shortcomings and faults of people. Then Almighty Allah will disgrace us. And today we can see the Ummah, how disgraced we are. When we look at the micro and the macro, because we don't want to even read and perform our salat. We don't want to even do that which is compulsory upon us. So therefore, remember, if we want honor, dignity, then we have to come back to the teaching of Islam. And remember that we must not cause harm to the people. This is more a message for the locals there. Do not cause harm to people and spy on people and send out the wrong messages and so forth, social media. Remember, all this year will come to haunt us. So we must have justification, we must have proof and evidence, not without proof and evidence. Then in the ending he made dua after salawat and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Ya Allah, we beg of you forgiveness and we beg of you safety, comfort fi dunya wal-akhirah, in this world regarding our deen, fi deen wa dunya wal-akhirah, and in this world and in the year after. And then he begged Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that, Ya Allah, from all the evil vices, all the evil sicknesses, and all the illnesses, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqam, and the hifazat dua he made. And thereafter he made dua for the rulers and the leaders, and thereafter he made dua for the ummat muslimah. So that was the khutbah, the translation. Alhamdulillah, we are here in Nigel by Brother Ayub Suleiman's place, our brother Babu. So Allah Ta'ala reward him, reward his wife, reward his children, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala grant his parents Jannatul Firdaus, and mashallah, they do so much for us. So Almighty Allah reward all of them. Likewise, we have to thank all the various directors, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the entire capital team, their family, their children, parents. Allah give them complete shifa. Haji Muhammad Yusuf, Allah grant him shifa. Our Hafiz Shabir Pasha, the directors of Radio Al-Ansar, Allah Jalla Wala reward them and their families. Our brother Faisal Asmal and his beloved son Yusuf, Allah Jalla Wala reward them. Our Bhutti Ghani of Wakhis, Allah Jalla Wala reward him, grant his father, grant his grandparents, all of them Jannatul Firdaus, grant his family members Afiya, Siha. My brother Maulana Ahmed Dokrat, MashaAllah, so much every day he does for us, Allah Ta'ala reward him and his family as well. Our Ahmed Day and Ibrahim Day, MashaAllah, Allah Jalla Wala reward them. My brother Muhammad Khan, Allah Jalla Wala reward him fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and a year after, and his entire family as well. And inshallah, one announcement I want to make before the dua. This week Sunday, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, our Honorable Ustad, his majlis will be in Masjidul Fath, that is in Lands, Extension 1, not far, you know, where we stay, just about 2 kilos from there. So mashallah, just ask them where Haji Abu Bhatia is, so people will know it. Masjid 6 o'clock in the morning, inshallah. So this Sunday, the majlis will start after Ishraq, inshallah. Our program, inshallah, now will be the dua. You can listen to Hafiz Yusuf Kala, and thereafter Moana Katani's lecture, and that will be on our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his message, his mission. And thereafter, around 1 o'clock, 1:05, the 40 durood salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 1:30 to 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 198. You can listen to, inshallah. 2 to 2:30, Moana Khalid Yaqub with his Arabic lesson, inshallah. 2:30 to 3, Moana Ridwan Kaji, what is the cure for the pride? Then 3:02, inshallah, 3:30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Maulana Arafat. Wonderful it was. Allah Ta'ala accept it from all of us. 3:30, 3:35 to 5:30, inshallah, brother Amin Templeton with the business news and views. And then 5:30 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, this khutbah translation you heard now, repeated between 7 and 7:30. 7:30 to 8, Mo Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices. 8 to 9, wonderful program by Brother Shafat Ahmed Khan with our attorneys, Brother Yusha Tayyab. Allah reward our Brother Yusha Tayyab, attorney. Wonderful service is rendering. And thereafter, mashallah, our Brother Shafat Khan is special guest. And that is the current political scenarios and so forth, keeping us up to date with current affairs. And 10 to 11, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, rahimahullah, and with the Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have 10 minutes left, inshallah. Let us all raise our hands on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, this Mubarak month when Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, Hijratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, the beloved birth of the Master alayhi wa sallam took place, the demise took place, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Hijra took place, and entered Madinah Munawwara. Inshallah, Tuesday night we will be in the Stengah Masjid after Maghrib. On Wednesday in the Avondale Masjid, Musalla, inshallah, after Maghrib. Thursday in Masjid Mia Bank, the Tazkiyah Refinery Masjid in Mia Bank after Maghrib. Friday, Jumu'ah, there in Grenon Road, Sufi Masjid, inshallah, opposite the Markaz Sahaba Studios, inshallah. And then Friday night, there in Albers World in Port Shepston. Make dua, all might Allah make it easy for all of us. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية ولك الحمد بالآل والإيام اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما وأهله رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا رسوله ونبيه. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. على الله توكلنا على الله توكلنا. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. اللهم إنا نجلك في دحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم اجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا حي يا قيوم. رب انصرني على القوم المفسدين. رب انصرني على القوم المفسدين. يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا. يا أكرم الأكرمين أكرمنا. يا خير الرازقين ارزقنا. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس. اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا. اللهم انقلهم من ضيق اللحود إلى جناتك جنات الخلود في سدر مخدود وطلح مندود وظل ممدود. يا غفور يا ودود يا رحمن يا رحيم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا الله ہم سب کی گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ستاری کا معاملہ فرما. یا اللہ ہم اقرار کرتے ہیں اعتراف کرتے ہیں ہم گناہگار ہیں سیاہکار ہیں خطاکار ہیں. یا اللہ دنیا میں بھی ستاری کا معاملہ فرما آخرت میں بھی آمام ستاری کا معاملہ فرما. مصطفیٰ حبیبنا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سفارش نصیب فرما. ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله ساقيه كوثر مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قدست مبارك يدي شريفة انكو مبارك هاتو سي همكو حوز كوثر سي پاني عطا فرما. يا الله اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم اطهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين. اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم احدا. يا الله بروتيك الحرمين الشريفين. يا الله بروتيك مسجد الاقصى. يا الله بروتيك اول اور مساجد ان اول بارت اوف ذا ورلد. بروتيك اور خانقاهات. بروتيك اور دارالعلوم مدارس. يا الله بروتيك ذا تبليغ جماعت. يا الله بروتيك ذا علماء رباني علماء حقاني. يا الله الله South Africa. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا. يا الله grant us safety security. يا الله only you can grant us. يا الله اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا. يا الله all these bounties you are granting us do not snatch them away from us. يا الله اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك. يا الله so many people are ill and sick. يا الله you give them شفاء كامل. يا الله يا الله شفاء كامل give them all whether in hospital clinics or at home. يا الله يا الله those who are not married give them good spouses. يا الله those who don't have children give them pious children قرة أعين the coolness of their eyes. يا الله ہم کو ایک اور نیک بنا دے. يا الله اللهم لا تحرمنا عن بيتك. يا الله do not deprive us of Umrah and Hajj. Ya Allah, do not deprive us to go to Medina Munawwara. Ya Allah, you remove this waba. اللهم ارفع عنا الوباء والوباء يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارفع عنا الوباء والبلاء يا رب العالمين. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من سيء الاسقام. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. رب جلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح يا الله، open all the masajid in South Africa, Africa and all parts of the world. يا الله يا الله، remove all the obstacles. يا الله يا الله، ہماری دعا کو قبول فرما. نبی صلی اللہ کی وسیلے سے اور برکت سے. یا اللہ، سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون، وسلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین. آمین آمین آمین. انشاءاللہ I'll be leaving now for the masjid. I'm here in Nigel, Masjid Khalid bin Walid, and after the Adhan, the lecture and khutbah and salat and so forth, and inshallah this afternoon we will have the podcast ready. My brother Tobela inshallah will prepare that, and then we will send it out. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.